Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I want to give you guys a little bit of a... not a homework assignment, but a recommendation. So if you don't watch Patriot Act on Netflix, I want to recommend that. So there's a comedian, his name is Hasan Minhaj. I think that's how you say it. I could be totally butchering that. And if I am, I am so sorry. But he is really funny, and there's really good production value on the show. And I just got a text message from Daniel, and I should not look at my text messages while I'm recording. But it's a really good show. He's very funny. It's got very good production value. They're short, between 20 and 30 minutes. And he talks about a specific topic. So let's just say I'll just go in here and look and give you guys an example. And normally it's something like political or economy or, I don't know, something like that. So like one of them, why doing taxes is so hard. Hasan exposes how TurboTax pushes taxpayers away from its free service to a paid option and why efforts to simplify filing have repeatedly failed. One on we're doing elections wrong. One on is college still worth it? One is why the news industry is dying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How coronavirus broke America. So they're all pretty political. But they're very informative. They research very well, find all of the answers to all of these questions, or et cetera. And it's funny at the same time. So, and they have lots of pretty graphics going around. And I don't know, I find it really to be a really informative program, but also very funny. I learn a lot from it, but I also laugh. And I would recommend it's called The Patriot Act, and it's on Netflix. Thank you. So what did I do over the weekend? That's always the question. What did I do? We didn't really do all that much. On Saturday, we did play a little bit of Pokemon, and we did just normal lay on the couch sort of stuff on Saturday. We did go to a nursery, a garden center in Fayetteville, so that Mark could look for succulents. I don't know if any of you, Mark has really gotten into gardening, and I think it's good for him because I think I have a lot of hobbies. I mean, podcasting is my main hobby, but I have a lot of interests and I always stay really busy. And he doesn't have a lot of hobbies. He works and then he watches TV, or he likes to travel, but that's something we can only do two or three times a year at most. And with coronavirus, we can't travel at all. So even though that's one of his hobbies, it's not something you can do every day. And I did buy him a guitar at one point. He said he wanted me to buy him a guitar. He wasn't really able to get into that. I guess he didn't really enjoy it all that much. He tried cross stitch for a while, but he didn't really enjoy that either. He doesn't want to do technical stuff because that's what he does for a job, and he doesn't enjoy it as a hobby. But he's really started liking all this gardening stuff that he's been doing. His office now looks like a terrarium. Terrarium's not the right word. A greenhouse, we'll just say. So on Saturday, he said he wanted to go to this garden center in Fayetteville that has, he apparently had called them, and he was looking for any of you that are really into houseplants and growing different types of plants. You may have heard of a dolphin succulent or a string of pearls succulent. There's also a heart succulent, and they literally have strands of this succulent feeling leaf, we'll call it, for lack of a better word. I don't think they're really leaves, but I don't know what they're called. But one of them, it's in the shape, it's in a ball shape, like a string of pearls. One of them, it looks like a dolphin. One of them, you get my drift. So we took a trip to Fayetteville and we bought lunch at Jason's Deli. We had chicken salad sandwiches and chips and cookies. And we sat in a park, socially distanced from everyone, and had our lunch. And then we went to this nursery. So we looked around and he found the stuff that he wanted. And then we came back and then we spent an hour or two decorating the front porch and putting the candy out because I had decided that I did not want to answer the door. And it's interesting because a lot of our neighbors, they seem to be, and not to make masks political, I really don't want to be on that bandwagon of mask wearing as a political thing. But a lot of our neighbors don't seem to be really wearing masks. They always, we'll see neighbors going over to each other's homes. They all have kids, so all their kids are playing together. And they don't seem to really socially distance from one another or wear masks. And we had gotten this flyer that said they were having a block party in our neighborhood. I guess we're going to be in one of those types of neighborhoods where they have block parties. And I'm not really social. But I guess that's going to be the kind of neighborhood. And I suppose that's a good thing, but not during coronavirus. So I told him, I don't really feel comfortable going to this block party because no one else is going to be wearing masks. And we're going to be the weird looking people wearing masks. And I don't want to do that. But I do want to give out candy. So we bought regular size candy bars. I said, what I would like to do, because normally answering the door kind of stresses me out anyway during Halloween. I think I really do have social anxieties. But I said, especially with coronavirus, I really don't want to answer the door and be in that situation where we need to be wearing masks. They're probably not, unless the kids are wearing masks because it's part of their costume. And so why don't we just put it out on a table? I'm sure that's something that other people are doing. And maybe that's going to be more... I didn't really look it up on the CDC, but I assume that's safe since we're not opening our door. So Mark decorated. He took out some of our interior decorations and put them out on the front porch. And I printed out a sign that said, Happy Halloween. I put it in a frame. And it said, please take one. And I put a little arrow pointing to the candy bars. And then we had all the candy bars on a tray. And I bet we had 40 or 50 candy bars. And I thought, this is a relatively new subdivision that we live in. And I thought, surely that's enough. I thought maybe we had 20 kids in our neighborhood. And we live kind of out in the country. Not exactly, but it's hard to describe because obviously Arkansas, this is not really a city, so I can't really call it a suburb, although it is, but I have cow fields. I can see cow fields out my window in my house, but we live in a subdivision. They're basically slowly removing these cow fields, cow pastures, and putting in subdivisions. And I was thinking we'd only have maybe 20 kids. And so around 6:45, we're watching, I don't know, Great British Baking Show or something. We had ordered food from Chili's for Restaurant of the Week because we have a restaurant one day a week, every week. And we start getting these kids coming up to the door. And one of them did ring the doorbell because I guess they didn't know. They didn't see the sign. I don't know if they didn't see the tray. So I went ahead and opened it. And it looked like the entire set of kids from this block party had all decided to go trick-or-treating together. There must have been 10 or 15 kids in this group. And one of them said, oh, sorry, because I guess they saw the tray. And I said, oh, it's no problem. We just thought it would be easier. I said, everyone take one. And, you know, and I kept the door open because at that point I felt like I was going to be rude if I slammed the door in their face. So all these kids got a bar. Well, this was like 10 or 15 kids in that one group. And it was all at one time. And so after that, it slowed down a little bit, but people kept coming slowly and no one else rang the doorbell. So that worked. They did all see the sign and they were able to get a candy bar. But we ran out by about 7:30. So I would say within 45 minutes of the kids starting to go around, we ran out of candy bars. So we clearly did not have enough candy bars. I was hoping we would have a couple left over so I could have a Snickers or a Kit Kat or something, but we didn't. And then we had to turn the lights out because that's what you do, right? When you're out of candy, you turn the lights out. So we did that. And that was our Halloween experience. I think it was fairly successful, but I guess we need more candy than that, or we need to go back to just buying the big bags of small things, and maybe that will last longer. Although I really like doing the full-size candy bars. I really do. I want them to say, oh, those are the cool gay guys on the end of the street that give out full candy bars. I want them all to like me. And then, other than that, Sunday was pretty... We just did our normal kind of veg out and laundry, grocery shopping, all that kind of stuff. We didn't go see my parents because I just wasn't in the mood. I've really got to do that again because now it's been 2 weeks and I'm letting myself slack off. And that's about it. I started playing with that Blender modeling application again. We'll see how far I get on that, but I have my doubts. I'm a starter, not a finisher. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, Election Day. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.